You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell, and we're going to be joined as he ready to rock with Veet Krejci, who joined the Hawks this season and has done a really great, nice job. And Veet, first off, congrats on an amazing come-from-behind win last night.
Veet!
Hey, what's up? Thank you so much.
Now, was there anything said around halftime? Was the guys looking at each other? Could you feel it that it was coming down? Or did Quinn yell at you guys? Does Quinn ever yell at you guys?
he does a couple times, but you know, it was just we knew that, you know, we stayed confident throughout the whole game, and we could believe in that, you know, if we stick to the game plan and we can turn it around, and we just played our game, and yeah, we made some shots early in the third and just kept this momentum going.
Veet, there was a stretch there in the fourth quarter where it was like steal three. Block,
yeah.
Three, like the sequences, right? They were insane, and everybody was pulling up. I mean, you pulled up. D'Hunter pulled up. I mean, DeJounte pulled up, and it was just like, did you feel in that moment like, we're going to win this game, or did you not feel that until Hunter hit that last three after the rebound by Capella?
Oh, no, we felt that, definitely. I mean, we got to the – when they called the timeout, when we went on that run, I mean, we got to the timeout, and – we knew we were going to win, but we knew also that, you know, it's going to be still a tough game, even though we went on a run. We knew it's not going to be easy, and I think we just executed really well down the stretch, and, you know, that got us the victory. So, you know, everybody pulled in. Everybody that got on the court contributed. So, you know, it was a great team win.
Somebody in Boston might yell, check that check, Carl, because he's going off last night. If you didn't see it, Veet with 4 3-point shots, and he finishes with 16. How cool is it to be starting in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true, really. You know, I'm blessed with every opportunity. You know, just thinking about when I was last year and, you know, just having the opportunity to be on the court, just play. And, you know, like I said, I'm grateful for every opportunity I know. I know that anytime it can end. So, you know, like I said, I'm enjoying every minute on the court, especially on games like this when, you know, the whole arena was rocking. It was fun to be out there. So, you know, hopefully we can get a lot more games like that.
V, talk about DJ's leadership. He had 15 assists last night. And I know your background, for those who don't know, V is a point guard at heart. Like, he can play that position, but he does a variety of things for this team. But talk about DJ and his leadership.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great leader. Even if we down 20, up 20, you know, he always plays hard, and that really helps all of us. You know, when you see your main guy playing hard every single possession, you know, that really motivates you, and you know, you feel like you got to play your hardest, or you don't even deserve to be on the team. So, you know, he really helps us. You know, especially when times are tough, and he just keeps being aggressive. He keeps being the leader. And, you know, thanks to him, we were able to pull things around yesterday and get the win.
Veet Krejci is with us, guys, from your Atlanta Hawks here on the WadeFord.com hotline. When DeAndre Hunter gets that ball kicked out from Capella, are you going, no, don't shoot it before he drops that three?
Honestly, I think everybody's reaction on the bench. But, you know, he can shoot. He made it. That's all that matters, you know. So he made that dagger. You know, that I think that just speaks how confident we were in that game, you know, and just kept believing in a game. So, you know, that was a huge, huge shot. And, you know, the rest is history.
Now, Veet, you joined this team, and I go, your journey started very young in Europe at 16, playing Spanish ball and eventually with the Thunder. You've been around the league. Do you feel that this team can build off a game like this, or is it just so tough with all the injuries this team's been dealing with? I mean, I guess we're in the play-in, but can they do something from that play-in position?
Oh, I think everybody on the team believed that for sure. I mean, nobody, you know, it's all about the guys that, you know, are playing right now. You know, we don't think about who's not there. We know that with the group that we have, we can still compete. And I think we showed that yesterday. So, you know, I think it can really helps us in the next games, you know, just to keep that confidence, keep that momentum. And, you know, I truly believe that, you know, we can compete with anybody with the squad that we have right now. So, yeah, I'm really excited for the end of the season.
Part of that is staying loose, right? Who's the clown, man? Who keeps everybody loose on the squad?
Oh, Bruno. Definitely Bruno.
Bruno!
Yeah, Bruno is the Bruno, yeah, he's a hype guy for sure. So, yeah, it's super important to have guys like that on the team. But like I said, we have a really good group of guys, you know. Everybody's cool. So, you know, Bruno is the main guy, definitely, though.
I know last year with the Hawks and with the Skyhawks, back with the Hawks, I asked you earlier about the coach. What is it like playing for Quinn Snyder? And, I mean, is the message getting received? Because the defensive effort was certainly there last night.
Oh, yeah, I think – you know, we really, really got better on the defensive end. And, you know, I love how we play under Quinn because, you know, I feel like we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of things, you know, so just playing fast, playing hard defense, and just converting after stops and just running fast, you know, so that's got to be our game. And that's how we came back yesterday, you know, being aggressive on defense, and then we just played fast and we were able to knock down shots. So, that's exactly the type of play that, you know, suits us.
Well, V. Krejci joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking about the Hawks' win last night against the Celtics. It's a big week at home, right? I mean, you guys play tomorrow, and then you get the Celtics again, and then you get the Bucks coming in here on Saturday. What's the approach?
Yeah, I mean, it's a couple of tough games, but, you know, like I said, we go into every game with, you know, that we can win that game. So, this is going to be, you know, take it game by game, just prepare well for those games, and just stick to the game plan. And like I said, we truly believe that we can compete against anybody.
V. Krejci is with us, guys. Hey, before we cut you loose, I know Carl got to cover you doing the Skyhawks games. When you were growing up in the Czech Republic, who was your favorite NBA guy?
Who? I had a couple, but, you know, one guy that I was always looking up to was Allen Iverson, just because, you know, I was the smallest guy on the court, the skinniest, so I had to rely on my skills. So, you know, Allen Iverson was definitely a guy for me.
That is cool.
We talking about practice.
Hey, man. Well, yeah. No, that's great. And that goes back, you know, the international appeal. A guy that was, you know, he think about the trend setting and just how people just loved his game. And now here's a kid growing up in Eastern Europe modeling his game after Allen Iverson and others. But that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just gets to show that NBA is a global game. You know, obviously, growing up in Czech Republic, you know, we love those guys.
And obviously, you couldn't skate, so you turned to the NBA. I think it was a good career move for you.
Exactly.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.